This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Steelhead season has had its ups and downs this year. As the freeze sets in, I wanted to reach out to an avid fisherman, Todd Smith, to get his perspective on how the steelhead run is going for him.
You know, all up the Walla Walla, Columbia River, John Day Dam, on up. We fish behind McNary quite a bit. Yeah, it did start out slow. Most of the issues were just the late warm weather, and then we had a lot of precipitation and just kept blowing the rivers out and the smaller rivers out. Now it's actually been really nice. Now that we got this big freeze going on, the water clarity is a lot better. The water's come back down where it's supposed to be, so it's actually picking up. Later season, you know, we'll get a lot more native fish and stuff, but you're still catching fish, whether you put them on your string or not, so that's still good, but it's actually getting pretty good. And you know, up towards Idaho and Lewiston area and stuff like that. A lot of B-run fish are coming through there now. So, yeah, it's actually getting better. Slow start and getting better. You know, jig and bobber fishing is great, but this time of year we like to start using egg sacks. You know, a lot of spawning's going on, and they start getting on those. So some of the earlier fish in the year will take eggs from and cure them and then start floating egg sacks in the rivers, bounce them off the bottom. A lot of cookie cutters, not nearly the B-runs, the bigger fish that you get. I have a feeling that's probably going to change a little bit. We might have missed it. They might have blown past just because of the river conditions. But we're getting a lot more natives in the last couple of years than we have been in the past.
Todd, thanks for the update.
Thanks for listening to Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice.